This is Superior Morning right here on CBC Radio 1. Issues, controversies, personalities from the dark side. Well, meet the men behind Crime Beat Radio and hear all about their Thunder Bay connection.
Welcome to Crime Beat. Crime Beat, discussing the issues and controversies of the criminal world with famous personalities. Your hosts, Ron Chepsik and Will Hareb, will guide you into the deep underbelly of the criminal mind.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Will Hareb, your co-host. This hour-long broadcast puts you, the listener, into the back alleys and boardrooms of the world's most fascinating subject, crime.
So there you go. It's hard to imagine, you know, life before the internet. All that information just a click away. There are videos from around the world that show news as it's happening. A wealth of opinion on any given subject. The internet is also home to some pretty interesting radio stations. Shows that are created by people with a common interest, a willing host, website, and some pretty basic radio technology. As you just heard, William Hareb and Ron Chepsik host a show called Crime Beat on artistfirst.com. That's a network of free radio shows, and they share a common interest in crimes, the issues, and the personalities. They also, by the way, share a Thunder Bay connection. William lives right here in the city, while Ron, a former resident, lives in South Carolina. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa.
So, okay, well, I'm going to ask you, first of all, describe Crime Beat. What is it?
Ronnie, well, you want to take it?
It's a radio show, and it covers the world of crime, which, as you know, crime is one of the major dynamic forces in society. So we cover pretty well everything from terrorism to the mafia. And each week we have a special guest, timely guest that talks about a crime topic that we feel our listeners would be interested in.
Well, now, Will, I'm going to ask you. Tell me about the relationship between you and Ron. How did this start?
Well, Ronnie and I grew up in the East End many, many moons ago, in the 50s, as a matter of fact. Ronnie grew up one side of Minnesota Park, and I grew up on the other side of the park. And we had this relationship where we played basketball together and played ping pong. And I keep on rubbing him that he never beat me in ping pong ever.
Willie's kind of old, so
yeah.
We'll give him. We'll be gentle with him.
Thank you, Ronnie. Anyway, Ronnie and I finally met after 30 years, about 6 years ago, at a. He was giving a reading at Waverly Park, one of his books, and I attended the meeting, and we started to chat and renewed our acquaintance, our friendship. And then he actually started me on my writing career. He's sort of my mentor, and really really privileged to have a fellow like that. And anyway, last year, he came up with an idea of a radio show. He knew I had a background in communication arts. I studied broadcasting many, many years ago. And he came up with the idea, and he hatched it, and we started broadcasting January the 28th.
Right. I've been on a lot of internet radio shows, and I was just really impressed with the quality of the shows, number one, and the reach of the shows. You know, we got over 100,000, and you consider some cities, that would be like the biggest radio station in the city in terms of audience. And we get listeners from all over the world. So I thought that there was no subject dealing particularly with crime, and of course I'm a true crime writer primarily right now, and I thought this would be an opportunity to combine my expertise with the timely subject. And given Willie's background, he has a stronger background in radio than I did, I thought that I could incorporate his talents and expertise, and we could come up with something that people might want to listen to.
So how do people find you? I mean, like you said, you got 100,000 listeners there, and it's an internet radio station. I mean, how are people managing to find you?
Well, it's a little combination of both. They try to find us, and we try to find them. You know, they told us when we started that it would take some time before we would build up an audience. And some of the shows, we're on the Artist First World Radio Network. Some of the shows have over 500,000 listeners now, you know, regular listeners. But, you know, they've been on the air for 4 or 5 years. So it takes a little while. And we do a strong job of marketing. And, of course, Internet radio is a trend, so a lot of people are looking for shows. And, you know, we try to occasionally come up with a really big name that people would know, like Henry Hill from Goodfellas, and that sort of boosts our listenership.
One of the shows I listened to recently was all about the Amanda Knox trial, the young American woman who was imprisoned in Italy, convicted of murder there, but then released recently because they said, you know, for any number of complicated reasons before the Italian courts. But you managed to find somebody who had written a book about that, and you interviewed her. I mean, that is pretty darn timely.
Right. And, you know, it's getting a little bit easier. It's never easy, but it is getting a little bit easier because we build up a collection of programs now. So all we have to do is tell our listeners to, you know, go to the website and they can listen to any show they want to listen to, check us out.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's referrals now, too.
Through networking, Lisa, we're getting a lot of authors who are calling us and emailing us and saying, hey, can I be on your show? It's part of their marketing strategy as well.
Right.
There is a real fascination with crime, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah, the crime never stops. It really never stops. So right. There's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of material.
Yeah, Ron, and this is something that you've earned your living by in the last couple of years.
Right,
is what? What's your fascination with it?
Well, I'm just fascinated. I mean, if you're going to spend 7 or 8 months writing a book, you want to write a book about something you're interested in. And criminals are just amazing, characters and personalities to study. I mean, you're not going to fall asleep at the computer. It's like being a kid at a candy shop, because both Willie and I are news junkies, so we keep up with the news. And, you know, we watched that Amanda Knox thing, and we said, hey, let's get somebody on to talk about that, because we're both interested in it. And Nina Burley, who's a best-selling author, just happened to have a book coming out in August, and she was on MSNBC and all these other shows. But, you know, sound bites, you know, 5-10 minutes. And our show, we have them on for at least 30-35 minutes. We could develop a topic. And so we got her on the show.
When I'm listening to the show, I have to be honest, you both sound like you're living the dream. Like this is the most fun you've ever had.
Yeah, we try to make it fun because, you know, we're not going to get rich at it. So you got to get something out of it.
Well, you never know, Ronnie. Come on, you got to be optimistic. Hey,
right.
But what's neat is that you're both writers as well. I mean, Ron, you've got 20 odd books under your belt so far.
Actually, about 30. Half of them. I was an academic before I became a full time writer. And my one of my latest books has been optioned for a movie, and I've been working on the screenplay with two other writers. And we're hoping to have that done probably this month.
Oh, you'll have
and
to.
And they'll be looking for the money, Sergeant Smack.
That's pretty exciting. That is pretty exciting for a kid from the East End, hey?
Well, yeah, you know, that wasn't very good in English in grade 7. So.
And Will, you're getting set to publish as well.
Absolutely. We're having a book published mid-November called Movers and Mavericks. It's a compilation of influential people that lived in the Thunder Bay region over the last 100 years. So we're really excited about that.
Right. I'm proud to say I got two essays in that book myself. So
yeah.
It's a really nice compilation.
Well, it has been so much fun talking to you both. And you really are, I mean, like you do seem like you're so enjoying this. This is something that that is quite a passion for you.
Well, thank you for inviting us on the show. We really enjoy talking to you.
William Harib lives here in Thunder Bay. Ron Chepasek now lives in South Carolina. So if you want to find out where their radio show is, go to artistfirst.com and search for Crime Beat, and it's right there. And of course, they're on Thursdays as well, so they'll be on the air this Thursday.